as the Lord may graciously lead, I would seek to direct your minds to a few words in the chapter that we have read, in the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, and at verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, and verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." These words were laid with power for my own soul, but what a word, my dear friend. What a word. A revelation of divine sovereignty. An unfolding of divine power and glory. He who reigns and rules is here. Israel, receive the command. Oh yes, but what a command, what a command. Impossible, impossible, except where the Lord brought you, my dear friend. That's where Israel are, remember. And if you go back a little, I can pick up a little as time permits. We read it down at the beginning of the chapter. Clear, very clear and concise are the directions. As the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and can encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon." Very descriptive description, my dear friend. Because the sovereignty of God is involved here, they've got to be careful. They've got to encamp here. Mustn't tarry too long. Well, I only just mentioned what are we to understand by this? Pi-Hahiroth, the mouth of freedom. Migdol, the tower of strength. Baal-Zephon, the hidden Lord. That's where it is. And the Lord said, "You stop there." That's the first thing, my dear friend. If you're in trouble, whatever it may be, providential or spiritual, are you in the place where the Lord has placed you? Has the Lord brought you into a place and shut you in? And that's where Israel is. And that's where the command comes. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but they can't. That's what they think. That's what they think. Perhaps that's where you are, my dear friend. I don't know. It's not for me to know. The Lord knows. But you may have been brought into circumstances and you're looking in all directions. You can't see a way out. You can't see a possibility of a way out anywhere. It's all right, my dear friend. Sovereignty. Again and again you have it here as you have it throughout Scripture. I am the Lord. That's God. The mighty God. Oh, my dear friend, may I be enabled to set it forth a little. It's recorded, you know, in that first miracle of Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus came and said, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And what did he say to them? They wondered why he should fill the water. What's the water? Just the reverse to the human consideration and the human conception in relation to need, the need. Again, the word of God declares, my thoughts are not your thoughts. What a mercy, my friend. I tremble sometimes if God's thoughts were the same as mine. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord God. And you have it again and again. Time doesn't permit me to go through. I think back to the time when God commanded a man to build a boat. They laughed him to scorn. For 120 years he was building the boat. And they laughed him more and more as the days went past. Silly old man, building a boat miles from any sea. It's all right. It's all right. Without going into all the details of it, you're familiar with it. Remember this. When it was all completed, and when it was all inhabited by the animals according to the command of God, then you had this, and the Lord shut him in. That's the secret, my dear friend. You may be in an impossible position from the human angle, but if the Lord has shut you in, my dear friend, it's all right. It's all right. I've been there, my dear friend. I know what I'm talking about. No way out. Can't see. Can't see any hope at all. And the Lord says unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Wherefore criest thou unto me? Is he finding fault with their prayers? No, not necessarily. He's reminding them where they are. They're looking in front of them. There's the impassable sea. They're looking on either side and there's nothing but mountains. And they look behind, there's only the enemy. They're shut in. That's all they can see. Their human eyes could only see that. The Lord reigns. Oh, those lovely words of the hymn writer drop in so sweetly. With heaven and earth, at his command, he waits to answer prayer. That's sovereignty, my dear friend. Don't mind about what man proclaims. Sovereignty. Government, control. It's all in his power. He puts it in his word. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Much that is impossible with man, but it's possible with God. Oh, my dear friend, have we begun to grasp the wonderful power of a triune Jehovah blended in unity, whether in salvation or anything else? Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my time, not some of them, all my times are in his hands. You believe it, friend? You sing it many times. I say, do you believe it? Do I? All my times are in his hand, all events at his command. This is what he's going to display here. Oh, yes. And the glory. Oh, there's so much here. I must omit the preceding chapters. But remember this. God had declared when he first started, I've heard the affliction, I've seen the affliction of my people Israel. I've heard their cry by reason of their bondage. I am come down to deliver them. That's where he began. And the rest is in his control. And here he commands that they should encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, over against Migdol, before Baal-Zephon. Now he says, you encamp there. That's where I want you to be. And remember, he says, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn. They're not to go their own way. There is another way for them to go. They're not to go that way. Is the Lord leading you? Or has the Lord led you in a mysterious path, my dear friend? Nothing mysterious in his mind. Mysterious to us, yeah? But the glory of the sovereignty of God in the display of his omnipotence. Yes. He's going to show. What's he going to show? He's going to show his might and majesty to Israel, yes, indeed. But something more than that. I'm going to show Pharaoh and all his host, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Yes. Don't forget it, my dear friend. The whole world is going to bow before him ultimately, my dear friend. Every knee shall bow before him. Ah, he's got control. Sovereign control. Not arbitrary. No, nothing arbitrary. Sovereign. Glorious in the display of the omnipotent power. We're dealing with a God to whom nothing is impossible. He's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or even think. Do you believe it, friend? Do I believe it? I ponder these things. Do I believe it? Do I work them out in my life? In my circumstances, in my troubles, in my trials. The arm of flesh will fail you, my dear friend. However good it may be, however much you may pride your own heart on your capabilities, they'll fail you, my dear friend, while you lean to the arm of flesh. Sooner or later, the Lord will bring you into a place where you've got to bow. Pharaoh can gather together. Oh, it's all here. We've read it. You've read it many, many times. It's all recorded. Whatsoever was written aforetime is written for our learning. Pharaoh and the king of, it was told the king of Israel. Yes, he made ready his chariot. Took his people with him. And he took 600 chariots, chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt. And the Lord is saying, yeah, that's all right. I've got control over him. I've got control over all his chariots. All of them, 600 of them. I don't mind how many there is. I'm going to show Pharaoh. I'm going to show Israel. Going to show Moses. Yes. Oh, yes. And it's also recorded how sadly and sorely Israel misunderstood. Oh, don't forget it, my dear friend. I'm just reminding you of what the precious inspired word of God records, left on record for our learning, friend. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel, they lifted up their voice, their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. That was their conception. You never made a mistake, my dear friend. I look back over my own life, my dear friend. I've been over it a good many times too. And the mistakes, the misinterpretations. I thought I knew. God showed me I was all wrong. Israel, it's all here, friend. It's all here. Oh, I say, my dear friend, what a glorious remembrance, whether in the personal aspect, or whether collectively, nationally, or internationally. People are looking in all directions there. I've heard it so many times, I've said it so many times. Where's it all going to end? It'll end where God has appointed it, my dear friend. It will end as God has appointed it, and don't forget it. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. The sovereignty of God, I say, my dear friend. Men disbelieve it. Don't alter it, my dear friend. They'll have to bow, ultimately, if not now, they will at the last great day. They can deny this and deny that. The sovereign ruler of the sky, ever gracious, ever wise, does. Jehovah reigns, my dear friend. He still reigns. He reigns now at this very moment. Nothing can happen by chance. Your considerations and mine, they fail. Miserably fail. In so many, many, many directions. There's never a mistake with him. The Lord reigns. Let the earth tremble. Glorious truth, my dear friend. Abiding truth. Unshakable truth, unvariable. And all the powers of heaven or hell combined can never alter it. That's God. That's God. So I say you can read the previous chapters. You can see the plagues. You can see the display of the omnipotent power. He's going to deal with the Pharaoh, that's all right. He's got Pharaoh and all his host in his control. He's got that trouble of yours and mine. He's got it in control, my dear friend, don't forget it. You may not be able to see it. The word may well come. I pray it may come. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. How can we go forward? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. It wasn't until they stepped out, put one foot forward, then, as God had commanded again, his sovereignty over the waves of the sea and the powers of the heavens. Stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. They didn't expect it that way. They'd never seen it that way. No, you'll never see the solution to your trouble in some way that comes. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But how can we go forward? The sea's in front of it. It's all right. Say with heaven and earth in his control. This God, says the psalmist, is our God. Forever and ever, you will be our guide, even over there. Is it written in the word, my dear friend? Written aforetime, it's written for our learning, but how slow we are to learn. Oh, I say, what a glorious display of omnipotence. In every consideration. And when you look at it, my dear friend, in relation to the spiritual, the matters of his salvation, don't forget it, my dear friend. The Lord is in control. I tremble as I look out upon the professed Zion today. I tremble indeed, and I wonder in my own poor natural mind, where's it all going to end? And I've come back to the reminder the Lord has it all in control. Friend and foe. Yes. Pharaoh can make up his mind. And all satanic power can make up its mind, so can Jehovah. And I know who's going to gain today. I will show Pharaoh, and Egypt shall know, all of them, they're all going to know. Oh, say, what a blessed reminder, my dear friend. I don't know where, as I've said, I don't know where you are. It's not for me to know. If I did know, I could only sympathize. Can't do any more than that. But here is one who not only knows, but who's able to do the impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Nobody had ever seen waters divided before. Nobody had ever seen the waters coming down from heaven before like they did in the days of Noah. Yes. And you can go on and on. My mind fills as I think of the word of God and the record of it. One of his servants there, prisoner. Storm come, and they're doing their utmost. They're sailors. They used to rough sea, but they couldn't keep this boat in hand. Finally, the man of God says one thing. I believe God. That's where he listened. The crew, all of them, they were resting upon their knowledge, their ability, their this, that, and the other. The man of God says, I believe God. It came to pass. You can go on and on and on. As I say, my own mind, it floods. It floods with instances. Written aforetime, the precious word of God. How little attention we give to it, my dear friend. How little understanding, my dear friend. Manoah, Elijah comes to it. In the time of famine, the king and Manoah have been searching everywhere to try and gather a few grains, wheat, to keep the cattle alive. Elijah comes to Manoah and says, go up to Ahab, tell him I'm here. Oh, says Manoah, oh, don't do it like that. I turn back, you'll be gone. And when I bring the king back again, you'll be gone. I shall die. Yeah. Human reasoning. Human decision. Yeah. Ah, my dear friend. Have we lost? Have we forgotten? Sovereign ruler. Sovereign ruler. It was prophetically declared concerning him long before he came to this sin-stained earth, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Not some of it, but all of it. It's in his control. You turn to the 11th of Hebrews. These all died in faith. And they died up to 1,000 years before Christ came. They all died in faith. It was faith that kept them alive. Faith that kept them going. Faith that enabled them to die. These all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but were persuaded of them and embraced them. And they said, to die. We know it's going to be wrong. The sovereignty of God, I say. I can't understand anybody who doesn't believe it. Sovereignty of God, my dear friend, if he's not sovereign, then you have confusion. Confusion. You must do. He reigns. He rules. Not in the collective sense only. He does, of course. But individually. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. And Christ came not to gather at random, but to gather his ransomed people home. He saved them by his grace. By his glorious sacrifice, he removed every hindrance. He removed that great gap, a great gulf that was fixed between us by a reason of our sin. He removed it all. I am come that they might have life. And life will be mine. Life will be as he has eternally appointed, chosen in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy, that we should be, not that he hopes we should be, not that he will do his utmost to see that we should be, but we shall be. That's where we've got to rest. Doesn't rest upon human wisdom, if I call it wisdom at all. It's not worthy of the name, but for want of a better, speak unto the children of Israel. Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. You might well have said that they try and do the impossible. He didn't put it that way. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. That they can't. But they've got to. And until in the path of obedience they stepped out. The record is given. If time permitted, I could turn to it all in time. But when the priests put their first feet down to the edge of the water, it began to divide. law never fails, my dear friend. And let's have it perfectly clear, my dear friend. We've read it. The pillar of cloud took up its place, and the pillar of fire too. And it's the same, and it was different. To Israel it was light. To the Egyptians it was darkness. The sovereign power of God's got control over the whole matter, my dear. Whether it's people, whether it's things, whatever it may be. Sovereignty. I love it. I feed on it. Yes. I want to know more of it. The display of it. Yes. The precious Christ came to undertake the great man to accomplish, not to try to do anything, but to do something. He brings the sinner into the impossible position, and then comes the word, speak unto him and tell him to go forward. But he's looking in all directions. He said, I can't go that way. I can't go that way. I can't go that way. If I look behind, I can't go that way. I'm shut in. I can't go. I can't do anything. And the Lord is saying, speak, let him go forward. And in the path of obedience, there is display of omnipotence. Oh, this little word here, following our text, but, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but stretch out thy hand. Yes. When he stretched out his hand, the sea divided. And it went on dividing all through the night. Oh yes, let's be clear. Let's be very clear about this, my dear friend. The Lord doesn't divide the sea right the way across all of a moment, so that you can see the dry land in front of you. No. All night. East wind blew all night. And as they went on, so the sea divided. Yes, and they went over on dry land. Not up to the knees in mud, but on dry land. And the Egyptians are saying to do, they followed. The Lord said, that's it. That's what I want. And there's Israel on dry land. And there's Pharaoh and all his host following behind. Now, the Lord says to Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea again. The sovereign power is displayed once more. And back came the sea, and it didn't take all night either. Be careful about it, my dear, but it didn't take all night to come back. Came back, and there was not one of them left. We've read it. Not one of them was left. I will destroy Pharaoh, as well as deliver Israel. The Lord's got it all in hand, my dear friend. That's the blessedness. Satan may rage and fume as he is to do today in the world at large. You wonder what's going to happen next. Satanic power in the display of it. The Lord is waiting. Oh, yes. Here's the glorious truth. Here is the blessed security of the trembling sinner. whatever his trouble be it his soul, be it his circumstances, be it his business, be it his home, be it his church, whatever it may be, the Lord reigns, the Lord governs, the Lord controls. Do you believe it, friend? My times are in his hands. Do you want them? Do you want them in your own hands, my dear friend? Oh yes, you've got enough in your carnal heart, my dear friend. You'd love to have control. Not if you belong to the Lord, my dear friend. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, not sideways, nor backwards. No, but they were to go forward. And forward they got to go, and forward they did go. You're familiar with the narrative, but oh my dear friend, have you gathered the glory of the mighty power of God in control? There. And there's Israel. Oh, I've tried to visualize this scene so many, many times in my meditation. Israel walking on dry land. There's the sea in front of them still. And as they gradually went forward, so the further they went, the sea divided. They went over, completely over. Yes. Oh, I say, are you going to live it? The mighty power of God is able to save unto the uttermost. That is his power. And I say, with heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. He's sovereignly appointed the means. Not that he's dependent upon our poor prayers or anything associated with them, but he is sovereignly appointed. For these things will I be inquired of. That's all. Not commanded. I will be inquired of. Be careful for nothing, but in all things make your requests, and get the words right, make your requests known unto God. He loves to hear his children pray. He loves to put into their heart the spirit of prayer. And we shall know the difference, my dear friend. I often say my prayers. They learned in their childhood days that lovely hymn. I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? Do the wishes of my heart go with the words I say? Sovereignty. God can deliver Israel from Egyptian bondage without the Red Sea. But he didn't desire so to do. No, he would have them to see the display of his mighty power. As he did with Elijah, I've referred to him. There's the 950 prophets of Baal. Who would have expected fire to come down from heaven? Nobody. Not even Elijah, not of himself. But when Elijah is possessed by a God-given faith, anything is possible. And so, governed by a God-given faith, when he erected his altar, now he said, do your utmost to stop it. Saturate it with water. That's faith. Do you know anything of it, my dear friend? Elijah is faced here with a tremendous task. It's all right. God-given faith believes every word of it. I know, the very next chapter is running away at the behest of a Jesuit, but while he's governed by a living faith, it's all right. Oh yes, the blessings, a Saul of Tarsus, met with by God in sovereign power, in the display of omnipotence. He cried for the first time, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the response was, go yonder, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." It's decided, determined. As a hymn writer so rightly says, "Determined to say, he watched all my path. While Satan's blind slave, I sported with death." Powerful words some of those hymn writers wrote, you know. They're perfectly true. Yes. He sported with death. His sovereign power restrained, overcome, delivered. Oh, I say, here is the display of it. Omnipotence. Glorious omnipotence. Supremacy. There's a display of infinite knowledge. "I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." I say, it's all determined, my dear friend. It's all determined. And the Lord will never change his mind. It's the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Is that where your soul and mind is resting, my dear friend? Or are you looking at some human instrumentality? Or some human connection? Or some human otherwise? Sovereign, ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all in his omnipotent hands, and it'll come to pass exactly. As I quoted earlier, he had previously said, "I am come down to deliver them." But Pharaoh's in the way. It's all right. It's all right. I can deal with a Pharaoh. I can deal with all his host. I've come down to deliver my people from Egyptian bondage. I've come down to deliver the poor sinner out of the thraldom of sin, out of the eternal consequences of it. So I've quoted already from John's Gospel. "I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly." The longer time lasts, my dear friend, for the people of God, the nearer we get to eternal glory. "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." It's all appointed, my dear friend. Sovereignly determined in every detail, and none can stay his hand nor say, "What doest thou?" What a blessed thought, my dear friend. What a comforting experience to know this, my dear friend. To be brought in unison in the glory of his omnipotent power in relation to the salvation of our soul. I've embraced it all under the one head for our evening portion. He's sovereign circumstantially, but he's sovereign equally in the riches of his grace. Yes. With heaven and earth, I say, with heaven and earth at his command, He waits to answer prayer. Is that where you are, my dear friend? Is that where I am? It's where I want to be, my dear friend. I long to get there more consciously. To be enabled to rest quietly in the unerring wisdom of the infinite God who is too wise to err, too good to be unkind. I know our poor human minds cannot grasp it here below. I've said it here before, I'm sure. I've said it so many times. I wonder whether we shall ever know it when we get home to glory. My dear friend, to know something of it here below. The omnipotent power to be enabled to rest. We know not what a day may bring forth. He's got tomorrow all arranged, my dear friend. And every day, however many they may be, however few they may be, it's all in his control, my dear friend. And I say he's saying here, saying to you and I hope this evening, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Are you ready to respond to his calling, however impossible it may seem to you? You won't know the display of his omnipotent power until you step forward. That's the solution of it, my dear friend. I can only leave it with you, my dear friend. Here's the blessed truth. Whatsoever was written aforetime is written for our learning. I want to be taught of the Spirit of the Lord, my dear friend. I want to be taught by the right source, by the right omnipotent power, to the right and glorious end, so that when the call shall come and the shadows flee away, there will be an entrance then into the glory of the realities. We shall no longer see through a glass darkly. We shall no longer know only in part, but we shall enter then, never more to go out into eternal glory. I'll now leave it with you. May the Lord bless his precious word, as it may sovereignly please him, to our soul's benefit and to our joy too, for his name's sake. Amen.